kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Wilson.
Hi, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What's up? Oh,
yeah, he don't even want to speak.
No, he can't.
Yeah, morning, y'all.
Good morning, Huggy.
Notice I didn't say good morning, y'all, because it's not a good morning at all. I'm in so much pain this morning, and my doctor said it's a normal feeling after your skins get circumcised.
Wow.
Shiggity damn it, ouch. The Seahawks flew into my city and pooped all over the playoffs. Yep, after being down 14-0, the Seahawks turned that early lead around, and my city smiles to frown. Mm-hmm. The real Washington won 24-14, and they have legalized marijuana, which means they beat us twice. Oh, it wasn't nice. And to make matters worse, our beloved quarterback, RG3, found himself in a world of a hurt and re-injured his knee. Yeah, from a bad snap to a bad snap. It looked like a scene from Misery. And I'm not blaming the Joyner Jinx being back on the block.
Thank you.
I blame the coach for RG3's injury. Yep, Mike Shanahan, a.k.a. Mike Shenanigans. Yep, my first nominee for this week's Bama of the Week. How the habanero hell, as a coach, you see your quarterback who has the speed of Usain Bolt start scrambling by limp running, and you don't take him out the damn game? Hell, the whole Washington could see he was running more like Fred G instead of RG3. But no, Coach Mike Shenanigans left him in the game, and RG3 hurt his knee again. Two pains! And I don't know who's happier this morning, Tom Silver J. Seahawk fans or Cowboy fans? But I'll tell you what I do know, that if the Seahawks would have lost, the fans in Seattle would still be getting high. I have to go dig up my Washington Wizard jersey.